from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joined now by Kristen Vandegeer of, well, it says here the Hanscom Air Force Base. So that is where, that's where you are living, located?
Currently, yeah.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, my husband's in the Coast Guard, so we get to live there.
And he is, your husband, John, is not here today with you, but Juliet and Veronica, your sisters, are here on set with us here today. So welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about your story and being a part of the Jimmy Fund Telethon here today?
So I was actually living in Alaska. My husband and I were stationed out there in Southeast Alaska. And I had been having just kind of a lot of GI issues for a long time and fought pretty hard to get a doctor to take me seriously, unfortunately, because I'm fairly young. Finally had a colonoscopy and they found a wonky polyp. And I was living on a little island with like 8,000 people, and there was a community hospital there, which does a lot of really great things, but they don't have a cancer center. They don't have an oncologist. And we are from Massachusetts originally. And so Dana-Farber was a no-brainer for us. So we came back, my husband and I, early last year, February last year, and had all of the scans and all of the testing over at Brigham as well. They did find a polyp and then had it endoscopically removed. They found some cancer cells on the bottom of it. So I ended up having a low anterior resection. And then they still found some cancer in one of the lymph nodes. So I was referred to Dana-Farber, to the glorious and wonderful Dr. Kimmy Ng, who's just a fantastic, incredible human being. And ended up having 6 months of chemo last year. So June to just before Thanksgiving, right? Mm-hmm. So December, got my first clear scans. And so far,
that's
so
great.
Good.
That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Just really incredible. Like I said, Dana-Farber was really kind of a no-brainer for all of us when I talked to the girls. Right after the colonoscopy, there might be something going on. And they're like, done, you're coming. Julia actually was like, so you're moving into my guest room and you're coming back. And I was like, hold on, let's just get the scan. Let's just like see what happens. Turns out I did end up moving into her guest room. And so had lived there in Southern Maine for all of treatment. The Coast Guard went to bat for us and moved John. So he works in the North End here in Boston. And really just so many beautiful things happened last year. Nobody wants a cancer diagnosis.
No, sure.
But really, really incredible, beautiful things. And Dana-Farber was just such a huge, huge part of that. I felt like a person. People know me. I mean, I recognize some folks here today just walking in. The care team was just incredible. Shout out to Chantel, my nurse, most of the time. And then just the supplementary care with Kaylin, with social work, and Hannah in nutrition. And just all of the extra specialty support. There's lots and lots of places that you can choose to get cancer care. And I had some pretty straightforward chemo options that I could have gotten anywhere. And Dr. Ng was really honest about that. But again, I'm going to come to best in the world for sure.
Now, you said that you had some trouble, in your own words, getting someone to take you seriously about the symptoms you were having.
Yeah.
What was it like going through the process when then you finally get this diagnosis about a wonky polyp?
Yeah.
I imagine there's part of you that goes, okay, I knew something was up. But then on the other side, it's such a scary time and going through it with the professionals at Dana-Farber.
For sure. I'm pretty sure I burst into tears. I think mostly out of relief, really. And we started, the colonoscopy was February 1st last year. And I think I saw Dr. Ng around May 15th. So it had been kind of a long road of the will they, won't they kind of situation. Yeah. So when she finally gave me a diagnosis of rectal cancer, it was like, okay, so now we have a place to start and let's see what are our next steps. What are our next options? It is a sense of relief because you're kind of like waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, it could be, it could be any one of a million things.
Right. Yeah. And I had these multiple procedures where it's like, well, I think we got it. Ooh, JK. I think we got, oh, wait a minute. And really, it was relief. I didn't really feel a lot of fear because I was at Dana-Farber. I mean, I just really just had so much trust in the team. And I should say our mom actually was diagnosed with gallbladder cancer in 2016. And again, she was in a hospital in Western Massachusetts. And we said, Mom, let's go to let's just get a check. Let's just, you know, get connected. And with her diagnosis, she had like a 4 to 6 month prognosis. And through the innovation and the, you know, immunotherapy and the trial drugs, she lived 18 months. I mean, and that is attributed to Dana-Farber, and that is really just incredible.
I was going to say, even in terms of your care, your treatment plan, you know, they had the idea, and because it's a world-class hospital and research institute, Dr. Ng, I remember sitting at that appointment, and she said, actually, you know, we used to do a combination of chemotherapy and radiation, but I'm actually presenting on a paper in a month from now showing that doing 6 months of chemotherapy has the same results. So even that, you know, started the care on a different note than it might have elsewhere.
Right.
Now, Kristen, your sisters are here, as we just heard, Juliet and Veronica. Your ordeal encouraged them to get screened. What happened next?
So
Kristen, you know, that's another key factor of Dana-Farber. It's not just for the patient. It's really is the family care. So we were able to get genetic testing done, and our other sister who's in Hawaii got the testing done as well. I have children, so it was really important for me, not just for my care, but to see if there was a genetic result that might be passed down to them as well. So.
And turns out there is. So yeah. The genetic testing option that I had right away through my options becoming a Dana-Farber patient, then it was like, okay, let's make sure that everybody gets screened.
Well, and this is underscored in the literature they gave us, but you're an advocate, not just with your sisters, but for anyone for advanced screening and early screening.
Yes. I actually just spoke with my hairdresser the other day, last month, and she was, you know, explaining that she had all these issues and whatever, as I'm telling her that, like, I've got weird hair growth because I did chemo. And she's like, oh my God, let me tell you. And she was terrified about having a colonoscopy. And I said, it's really not. You're like, you have a little nap. The 6 hours beforehand are no fun. But, you know, it's not really a big deal. She goes, wait, you're not awake for that? I was like, no, there's nothing to be scared of. This, you just go get yourself screened, get yourself a sense of relief. Hopefully there's nothing, but it's not a big deal for most people. It's not, you know, it's a pretty safe procedure to get done. And with the work that Dr. Ng is doing and the education that I received, again, as being a Dana-Farber patient, understanding the early onset colorectal cancer and the number of young people who are getting diagnosed with colorectal cancer, and so many of us getting diagnosed with more advanced diagnoses. Thankfully, mine was really early. Because doctors aren't taking us seriously, because we're young, we look healthy, we, you know, don't seem to fit whatever the profile used to be. So I just keep talking to people. I think I've had at least a dozen of my friends get colonoscopies, and some of them have found polyps. And actually, our younger sister, her GI surgeon said that she was months away from her polyps becoming cancerous. Wow. And she was 39 and super healthy and fit and living in Hawaii and like
healthier,
had no idea,
sure.
had no issues and no suggestion that she would have needed to get one.
It's great advice. I am curious about something I read here, that you like to crochet stuffed animals.
I do. Yeah.
So I'm just picturing specifically Highland cows.
Okay, so Victoria
wrote that. I'm picturing
that.
Like your guest room at your home is littered with crochet animals.
Is what
I'm picturing. Yeah, just stuffed animals everywhere.
And what is a Highland cow?
I have a 9 and a 12-year-old, and they have a lot of stuffies already, and then a lot of Auntie KK stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. They have
nice.
Yeah. What is a Highland cow? They're like the fluffy ones with like the
from
long
Scotland.
Curly hair.
Oh, cute.
They're like super cute. I actually just made one of those. She was asking me, and I happened to be working on
one. Oh, you just gave her an example, and now you're saddled with being the Highland cow lady.
Yeah. I actually only made one, and probably only will ever make one, because it was really hard.
Kristen's pretty
really
talented.
Long time.
She's done everything from dolls with hair and shoes and clothing to little stuffies to Baby Yoda. I mean, she's really talented.
Yeah. Don't let her, if you can do a husky, don't let her know, because she'll make you do it right now.
I'll commission.
Sure. No, I don't, a lot of people are like, you should start an Etsy shop, and I'm like, it just brings me a lot of joy to do it. Actually, it was chemo kind of wrecked it for me. I had a really hard time paying attention and really hard time just kind of like getting the motivation. My chemo ended right before Thanksgiving. And then January, February was kind of like, hold on, let's catch our breath a little bit.
Sure.
And so I have been crocheting like a fiend, just like crazy. I get a little obsessive
about
it.
Well, no, that's a good thing that you're back and you're doing that. Kristen, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story.
Thanks.
Juliet, Veronica, for joining us as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And raising awareness and, you know, putting a name and a face to what we're attempting to do here today. You heard the story there. You can donate toll-free, 877-738-1234, online at jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25 today. Guys, thanks so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.